Well.
Tell somebody they're not supposed to talk. Just try it, y'all. Just say, oh, no. No, no. Not yet.
It's even harder. And it gets us busting out.
Of course.
I'm like watching Carrie over there die, and Marianne's like, oh, my God.
I promise we are professionals.
Do not try this at home.
Okay. Jennifer had her calming spray today. So
funny. That is
she was
going to
spray me with the calm spray.
Like, we're
going to spray you with the ashwagandha spray.
Oh, my God. That is, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, welcome, everybody.
So fun. It might be a birthday in the house.
Yeah,
there's
a birthday in the house.
Elizabeth, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Tomorrow's the big
70.
I know.
Every time you say I'm about to be, you're going to be 70, I'm like, no.
No, I don't think so.
I don't see it.
I know.
Can't believe it.
I don't either. I feel it, but I don't always see it.
You don't look it, girlfriend.
Well, I appreciate it. Your check is in the mail.
I won't be looking for it.
We're talking about prosperity, y'all, so okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome to pre-mediumship readings.
Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo. With Carrie, Marianne, and our guest tonight,
Jenny.
I'm back, baby. She is in the house with us.
Sharing in the birthday joy from Miss
Elizabeth.
So,
and my homies.
Mm-hmm. There's no telling what's going to happen because there is endless amounts of sugar everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We've hit the sugar overload.
It is sugar overload. It's
it really
awesome.
Is. We can't be held accountable for what comes out of our mouth.
This is true.
You know, I love how we keep blaming that on the sugar.
It's the sugar. That's all it is. It's the sugar.
I do have a filter, but it's not a very good one. And then you add sugar to it.
Sugar to it is not exactly.
Not when it comes to sugar.
No. I can't promise that I, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of sugar, have you ever had a sip of your soda with a Twizzler?
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid. I used to take my Twizzler, bite the bottom off and bite the top off, and use my Twizzler as a straw.
Yeah, right. And I thought, Twizzler. Surely I'm not the only person who ever did that.
Oh, no.
But I would do that with root beer. I'd put my Twizzler in the root beer.
Milkshake.
Not Red Vines. I'm not a Red Vine fan.
Yeah, Red Vines
not my bag.
Red Vines aren't. No, I'm not going to go there because there's probably a million Red Vine people listening right now.
And
we
I'm
don't
sure
want to
there
offend
are,
anybody.
And that is your prerogative, baby.
Right?
Well, I'm just not a fan. I mean, there's some things I like and some things I'm just not a fan of. But, you know.
So you don't like licorice at all? Or
no.
Is it just the. No? Not even the red?
Not even the red?
Not even the orange?
Nope.
Or the real beer?
I don't think you would like my calming spray then, because it's got some licorice in it. It's black licorice, and I love
I'm not a fan of black licorice, but I love the smell of it. Love the smell of black licorice.
Okay.
I don't like it. It tastes disgusting.
So good.
Well, tonight we may do something a little bit different. We're going to try and hold on to time frame as maybe everybody gets a chance to ask a question. Hopefully that's what we're going to be able to do.
Right.
I want to mention something. Next Wednesday is the 20th, and we're taking the day off. Dr. Chuck is still recuperating from his
surgery
stuff, and so we're going to honor that. And so on Wednesday, the 27th, we will have our VIP Wednesday where we call you. The cost is $30 for 20 minutes, and you can do back-to-back sessions for $60.
Yep.
And
be aware that those are already filling up, so there's only a couple left.
That's right. So
and
three
they're
psychics.
Private. They're
and
not
we call
broadcast.
You.
We
so
call
all
you
have to
private.
Do is send us your name and your phone number and an email to makeitsonetwork@gmail.com.
And just because you are missing us next week because we're taking a break from Ghost Talk while Dr. Chuck recuperates, we will still be available. Marianne, Elizabeth, and I, at Psychic Night in downtown McKinney at Uptown Boutique from 5 to 9. Carrie will be celebrating her 20th anniversary.
Woo! Woo!
Yay!
She
will not be there.
That's
this
a major
month.
Accomplishment in this day and time.
Yes. And I just purchased Kim a shirt that says, it's been 20 years and she hasn't killed me yet.
Yes.
Yay! Yay, yay.
And if you are listening, honey, yes, it will be here next week. And mine says, it's been 20 years and I haven't killed him yet.
Ah,
true 20 love. Years and there's not a Dateline episode yet.
True love. Well, no NCIS tonight.
No,
I guess
NCIS. No. It's a typical marriage. It goes up and down. You know, it has all its things, but yeah.
He is a good guy, though. He really is.
He is a good guy. I don't drive anymore, so he's probably sitting out there taking a nap.
He drives Miss Daisy. It's so cute.
Well, he literally drives Miss Crazy.
Driving Miss Crazy.
NCIS. What's a girl got to do to get LL Cool J?
Oh, my God.
What we got to do to find LL Cool J out there? Mr. Todd Jones.
He just does not age.
He is just forever frozen
in time.
Mama said knock you out just forever. Yeah. I love it. Also, just a reminder, June 15th, Southern Fried Psychics at Miracles of Joy in Louisville, and we are about to open up to where everybody can get booked. There are limited spaces. And it's a little more private than our last event. Our last event was the
premiere.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, it was our premiere.
So it kicked off. But we are looking forward to that event. So if you want to go to southernfriedpsychics.com, you can see some information about Carrie, Elizabeth, Dina, and I, and a couple of our guest speakers that we may or may not have, depending on their schedule.
Right. And this will be termed as in the core four.
Core four.
Nobody did the bow, bow, bow.
I was
going
to see if Elizabeth was
going to
do it. She's like,
I was waiting for you.
And I was like, Alyssa's gotten good at that noise.
Core four.
I don't know. Mine kind of sounds like somebody hit a cat.
Meow. With him. Meow.
Meow.
Sugar, it's what sugar does to you.
It's all sugar.
Yeah. Elizabeth's like, let's get started right now.
We need to get started, yeah, because we actually have some people waiting for us. So with the shenanigans, I don't think we're going to behave tonight. I don't think it's written anywhere where we're going to behave. So we're just going to start. I guess it was up to me to actually help that.
We really are going to have to do a YouTube video of this because we are all literally staring at you to hit
like
the button.
Waiting.
Hit
like
waiting.
Well,
hit the button.
Hit the button. Okay.
Here's your sign.
Okay, I cut that
Who
one off.
Who is our first brave caller?
Oh, sorry about that, caller.
Call back in.
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth does not mean to boot
you. Oh, if you call back, I totally apologize. Okay.
Oh, you cut him off.
Sugar. Oh, it's all sugar. About the sugar. Caller 1961, you were live and on the air with all of us. How can we help you?
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Tim from New York.
Hi, sweetheart. We're happy to have you.
Come on.
You guys are so excited. I love it. Okay, well, I just want to see this. Spirit has for me in regards to abundance that I'm working on bringing in. It's one of those things where when you're not exactly sure what you're going to do, gives you a little anxiety, gets me caught up in the 3Ds, but I'm making time every day, do a little practice, some a little breathing, a little meditation, and asking for my guides to just help me along. So any words or tips from Spirit, greatly appreciated.
Oh, so, you're a sweetheart. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marianne.
Tweaky, go ahead.
Go ahead, Marianne.
I was just getting like, okay, they're saying, keep doing the more meditation because it helps keep you calm
instead of spiraling. And they're just really saying to be so present. It's so funny. We were talking about abundance tonight. So there's no, the fact that she dropped a call by accident and here you are, our very first caller, is like no coincidence. I love this. I love how magic works in our lives.
Yes, yes.
But it's just real cute. God, I can't even talk. I feel like you get like that sometimes.
A little spin.
That you get so spun that words are hard because you're trying real hard to plan it out. And now you've got that point where you're like, okay, I've got to let go and just try to get more in the flow, is what they're saying, more getting in the flow. Does that make sense for you?
That makes perfect sense. I'm
okay.
Trying not to say I don't have the answers. I say, okay, the answers will come. I have faith.
Yes, the answers will come to be can I go ahead and share the exercise we were just talking about? Okay. Well, you need to be writing, okay? And you need to be writing and just
what you can do is you can actually write it down in a journal.
Yes, there we go. Thank you.
And keep your journal every day. It's a form of like the artist way class.
Yes.
And you wake up every morning and you write three full pages. Now, usually as a rule, the first three pages are going to be nothing but garbage. Like, why am I doing this? This is ridiculous. I don't need to do this. But the key is not to worry about grammar or punctuation. You're just writing down this random stuff, like you're emptying the toilet. You're literally getting through with all this stuff. But then, let's say on the fourth page, all of a sudden you go, but you know, I had this idea and blah, 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 and it could really work. And I like this whole idea. So you can actually do that and start like now and just keep a journal and start doing it daily. Every morning when you wake up, just go ahead and just get a cup of coffee or tea or caffeine and just write your three pages.
So when I did the Artist Way, my very first three pages were duck with an F.
Yes.
Entire thing.
Yes.
And then I got to that very last line and it started shifting into that, okay, now here's where I can do to go into the, not survivor mode, but the solution mode.
Right.
Of how can I shift this? How can I change this? What can I do to better this?
Right.
So as you were talking, I'm using the celebrity cards tonight just because I think they're really cool and they're
so
pretty
cool.
Accurate. But the very first card I drew was Kurt Cobain, and it says live your life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's living like Kurt Cobain lives his life out loud. And so it's like, you know, find that one thing that makes you happy and go after it. And then the next card I drew was Joan Rivers. And hers is laughter is the best medicine. So I'm really getting, and I was even getting this before I pulled Joan, was to bring in some laughter, just things that make you funny. Friends that, you know, cracking it like we're doing tonight, we're cracking each other up and we may sound like children, but it is so uplifting. It gets our energy high. It makes us feel better. And it's also very grounding. And I know Miriam was talking about grounding earlier. Laughter is actually a grounding.
Mm-hmm.
So it raises and grounds at the same time. And the last card I drew was Marilyn Monroe. And what I love about this card is, you know, I don't know if you know a whole lot about Marilyn Monroe or what your age is, but Marilyn had, her story was so up and down and around that people really didn't understand her. But her card is know your story, know yourself. And so when I get that message, it's like really going in, and that's what that writing Miriam was talking about and Elizabeth, was when you start doing that writing, you really get to know yourself and you really get to know your triggers. You get to know where energy is, but you also get to know yourself because you're also looking for, okay, what are my solutions to pull myself up out of this? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. So when I start writing, it's just whatever is coming out from my mind.
Whatever is coming out of your mind, those first three, whatever is coming out of your mind, and usually that fourth page, your solution starts coming out or your aha moment starts coming out.
Even if it doesn't make any sense, I mean, you can literally write whatever is coming in your brain, like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Why am I doing this? This is crazy. I go back to what you said, Carrie. I had a day when I just wrote nothing but cuss words.
Mm-hmm.
Three full pages of it.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the fourth page, it was, okay, you know what? I'm starting to feel better now, so let's try something different here.
There is a guy that literally, that was what his meditations are, is sitting and saying duck over and over again until your energy just lifts. And I was like, okay, this is a little crazy, but I'm sitting here. But I'm not a big meditator, but I'm sitting here doing this meditation. It was the best meditation I've ever had. And I did want to use that word there because it literally was the best meditation I've ever done.
Yep. Yeah, because I'm a big meditator. So I really, really enjoy that time. Now, here comes the fun part because I have been sitting over here and did things a little different. So I started writing down, but I have a question for you. Are you a musician?
I am not a musician. No.
Did you have anything to do with musical theater at all?
Not musical theater, but when I was a kid, I used to act.
Okay.
That's where the acting comes from.
Because you're – now, take the ride with me, okay? So, you know Wilson Phillips?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know in Bridesmaids, whenever they have Hold On playing – so I literally started writing Break Free from the Chains. And so I started meditating and putting that down for you. So I had Keep Holding On and Break Free from the Chains. So I see that what you're doing is you're trying to manifest and create this whole new life and aspect for you. You've taken the step to break out of the things that you don't want to continue doing. And I'm proud of you for that. But I will tell you that you do have the support that's coming through for you. I do have a tall, older gentleman, and he's just there standing and kind of supporting and watching you. And this energy has been around for a while, so I feel like this is more of like a great-grandfather or a grandfather type of energy. But they're standing there, and they're
great-grandfather.
Yeah, and very tall, but he is encouraging you to break free from these chains. You can step forward and change your life. And you can start by meditating. You can start writing, like Elizabeth and all of them are saying. And as you start to put those things down, you're going to notice that it's not just creativity that's going to flow. You're going to notice how your energy shifts and things are going to start changing. But he is right there. He does not have a hat on, but he is very, very focused on making sure that you're protected and strong. He's sending you a lot of energy, encouraging you to stay focused. Okay? So don't double back on your plans now. It may be easy to take a step back into what you used to do and your fallback, but don't do it. You're moving forward, and worrying is like a rocking chair. It's not going to get you anywhere fast.
Mm-mm.
So just take a step forward, keep focused. Because you have broken free from this type of energy that the world has put out there going, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. You are no longer a slave to society. And I'm very proud of you for that. But I want you to stay on that track because there are so many good things coming for you.
Truly, there are.
Yeah, there are.
Carrie, what do you think?
I just have this ending thing in my head. This is it feels like a grandfather figure that just says, "You ain't no slacker."
Yeah.
You ain't nothing but a pound.
It was just really loud, and it was like, "You ain't not," because I did just draw some other cards, and I was like, "No, we're not going there." But it was very much this. And I know it's not proper English, but that's how I'm hearing him say it, is you ain't no slacker.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Well, let me wrap this up by drawing a card for you. I got a brand new deck for my birthday, and it's the Wisdom of the Oracle. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
And let me draw a card for you for the rest of your week. Wow. Okay. This goes with what Jen's talking about. And this card says, come to the edge.
Whoa.
Come to the edge. Come to the edge because you were right there. You were right there. This card has nothing but hearts all over it. There is a person that's right there coming to the edge, but there is love. There's compassion. There's opportunities. There's all kinds of things that are coming for you. Also, the number 36. So know that your angels are giving you messages, but just pay attention to the number 36. That seems to be really important. But your message is come to the edge. Keep going. Don't stop.
Now, are you a Lady Gaga fan?
I am a Lady Gaga fan, yes.
So you know that song, Edge of Glory?
Glory.
Whenever you think about that, just a reminder, if you're not hearing Wilson Phillips in the back of your mind for the rest of the evening,
come to the edge of glory.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have got this going. There's a musician in the house tonight. I don't know. They're making this happen. I think you brought them in here because you sound like somebody who'd be fun to dance with.
Absolutely. Mm.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Because I do. I'm over here rocking in my chair, going back and forth and dancing, but I also, you know, I am messing with the celebrity cart, so there are singers and dancers here.
Of course.
But at the same time, I'm like, no, this is a childlike, bring it out. Let's go. Let's go to the edge of glory. Let's do this. I can't wait to see you in 6 months where you're at, if you do the work.
Be sure and give us a call back later on and let us know what's going on so we can keep up with what's happening for you and just have a really great, great evening. And thank you so much for calling.
I got to say one thing. Please be sure to listen to the Comedy Central Network or something fun like that. Okay. When you're down, turn something on to make your ass laugh. Promise me that.
We need more sugar. It might be us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I got a little bossy because I had some sugar. Please forgive me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling. Okay. Sounds good. Take care. Have a great week. Okay. Bye. Sugar has infected this entire space. Okay. Here we go. This is one of my favorite numbers. It's the amazing angel number of 111111111.
Oh yeah, 111.
This is a call from the jail.
This is a call from the jail. They're coming to get me.
Hello, how are you? Good evening,
caller. We digress.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Hi. Yes, I'm like having a party without the real people. Like us.
Well, we are actually having a party.
Thank you.
Technically, my birthday is tomorrow, but we decided to celebrate tonight.
Today. It's nice. Oh, well, thank you so much for being so on the radio and taking off the time. I have a question. There's a manic store and I know that the people across, my name's Tina, by the way, and I spoke with you months ago. Thank you very much for taking my call. The restaurant hired him to spy, like, what's going on. No, nothing's going on. No one's doing anything. And I just really, I think we wrote it wrong. I just want to know, like, the manic store, here's a white car. A tall man kind of build. Is he gonna like tell the owner of the building what the restaurant, that the restaurant hire him to keep an eye and spy? I'm just wondering because the owner doesn't put up with that. I'm not in it. No one else that I know of, but the people in the restaurant tend to fight with businesses that are around. Like.
Right.
Wow. Well, I'm not getting anything of a negative nature. Are you, Marianne?
I'm just getting that, I feel this bantering back and forth between, it's more like a competition, and I felt that the guy is a spy to see what y'all are doing to compete. It's a competition thing. I'm trying to one up. So I don't know if you guys are doing like a weekly special or a daily special, but there's, I mean, I feel like somebody's.
There's a lot of healing that seems to be missing.
Hey, copying is like the best form of flattery. And so just keep doing what you're doing and try not to buy into any of that drama that's going on around mm-hmm. you at the restaurant, because
it
you
really
need
feels
to stay
childish.
True to you. Yeah. You've got to protect yourself and stay true to you.
Yeah. Yeah, the card that I pulled was the Outsider card. I'm using the Osho Tarot and Oracle deck. And it is showing a child actually peeking through an iron gate. Uh-huh. So there's a piece of it that is telling me that you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Your energy is protecting you by not allowing you to know these things ahead of time. There's a lot of healing that needs to occur between those businesses, and you're being protected because that is not something that you need to be focused on right now.
Yeah.
Competition actually hurts your business. So
it does.
When you guys start competing with each other, there's no need to compete. There's enough business for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, when somebody is coming over or you feel like they're spying on you, all three ladies have said that it is a form of flattery.
Yes.
You know, because they're like, what are they doing? Because they're worried. Let them worry. But when you start going into competition with them, that can bring your business down, and that's not what you want. You want to stay in the flow and know that there's enough for everyone.
Yeah, just ignore it.
I'm going to do all that you said. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Good. It'll make you feel better. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got an angel number
for you.
I believe it was 387. 387.
Yeah,
all right.
387.
So we're going to leave you with this angel number, 387. Oh, awesome. Okay. Here is a message to you from your angels and spirit guides. Thank you, Gentile. It says, feel fabulous. Attract the joy you deserve. So that tells me right there that this competition is really nothing to concern yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
It says you will align yourself more intensely with your goals and dreams if you feel wonderful inside. If you're constantly worried whether or not somebody's spying on you, you're not going to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what that feeling of having a spy on you will do. It will take away from you. So you have to look at it from the point of take time today to feel fabulous, dance to your favorite song, wear your best outfit, or hang out with your most high vibe friends. Feel joyous. So don't let that energy
suck the life out of you, baby.
Because it will. What it does is it causes exactly what your question was.
Yes.
And also, have you done anything to take care of yourself to balance out, to make sure that you're grounding yourself, that you are taking care of yourself and putting your priorities first? Because I'm getting a lot of dehydration, a lot of lack of sleep, and some achy knees. I know that sounds really strange, but what I'm picking up on.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry, my brain left.
Oh, achy knees, like you got arthritis in your knee joint or anything like that?
No, I almost sprained it. So, you got it right. You got it right. Yes,
you got it right.
Oh, my God. Look at y'all.
Look at you.
You know, I feel for you, though, because I sprained my ankle trying to kid again this past weekend. So I really feel for you when you sprain that knee. Make sure you're giving yourself enough rest
and water.
Absolutely. You're getting your electrolytes, you're hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
But
magnesium
too.
And they have some good soaks for that too.
Yeah. Well, magnesium is better in like the spray or the cream form because it absorbs in. However, we are not medical doctors, so
we're not doing any kind of medical advice.
So, but that is just something that was coming to me as I was getting magnesium in, you know.
And once you take magnesium, you really need to do potassium.
Potassium.
And it also boosts your mood. I noticed that when I started supplementing with magnesium and stuff, my mood regulated out, like where I had more energy, and I didn't realize my body was so deficient. So
don't
it's something to look into and check with your primary care physician about.
and ask about vitamin D. Vitamin D is really good for the mood.
Yeah.
It'll help you. And it takes off that edge of, mm-hmm. are they spying on me or not? Well,
yes.
when you're feeling good, you don't care.
I don't care.
It balances all of that out. Mm-hmm. So magnesium, potassium, and vitamin D are part of balancing out the anxiety.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of restaurant do you work in? Is it by chance Italian at all? Because I'm getting heavy garlic.
Italian. God.
Is it Italian, caller?
No. They're a Hispanic restaurant, and I was just thinking that maybe they were going to have conflict with the owner of the building.
He's Italian.
He's Italian. Yes.
Okay.
They both
the
use
Italian.
Garlic.
Oh my God! Wait, so you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, there's
both
Italian
use
here.
The garlic there, making me
oh
hungry.
My God, ladies.
Yeah. Well, we hope we answered your question tonight. So if you want, you could always call in at our next time that we're all together, which will be next month sometime.
Yeah, that'll be next month.
You got this, kiddo. You got this.
Absolutely.
Stay strong.
Okay, and thank you so much for calling, and thank you for letting us blow your mind.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, sweetie.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, ladies! Free old match!
You don't say the rest of
oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
In vogue over here.
We couldn't have asked for anything. You are on fire!
Fire! This girl is sweating like she's on fire too.
You are on fire!
That's it.
That's the song. This girl is on
fire.
Yes.
Somebody's coming through
hard. I'm not
going to
pretend. Yes.
Finally.
I'm not going to pretend a thing.
I want a pizza so bad. Oh, my God.
I just thought it was me. And you know what I was smelling was like an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
Where we had like the best
garlic.
Pizza
yes.
or
pizza,
spaghetti
too.
And
yes.
Bread.
Yeah. See, this happens when we eat sugar. We start craving real food.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God. Why would you put that crap in there?
Yeah.
Get out that magic wine and wipe it off. No more calories.
No,
no,
I do have a shaggy-haired blonde coming through, so I'm really curious to see who our next caller is.
All right.
Okay. I'm sweating hard, you guys.
Sweating hard.
I haven't done this in a bit.
It did get really warm in here.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's hot as
oh, my God. And not the stuff that I...
Yeah.
not my kind of stuff either.
Sorry.
Okay, well, we're going to try this again. Actually, I know who I cut off. It was Selena.
Oh, that's my girl.
That's funny.
Yeah. Fortunately, she let me know. I am so sorry. I hung up on you. I apologize. Anyway, okay, on to the next.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, caller 3693, you were live and on the air with Carrie, Marianne, Gentella, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hello, I'm a first-time caller, and you are so full of wonderful energy.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being the first-time caller.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you.
Yes, and if it's the sugar, it's working really well.
We love that.
It's working
actually,
so well.
We're rubbing up on everyone else.
We're actually kind of like this all the time. We just, you know, we try and hold it down.
Yeah.
Oh, I love your energy. It's fantastic. I'm going through a bit of a difficult situation where at work I have a very nasty female bully boss, and she's been there for 30 plus years, and no one's ever documented anything until I came in, and I've been there only 4 years, and I'm kind of curious. Right now I'm going through a very difficult situation where I had to submit a discriminatory EEO complaint form against her because she said something against one of my disabilities. And upper management is saying, you know, they are not agreeing with anything that I'm saying happened. But HR is really reviewing and asking a number of people around me a lot of questions, and I was hoping you could pull a card or just tell me what comes to you about how this situation might be resolved.
Well, I'm getting big time don't give up. that mm-hmm. you're doing okay. the right thing, because she's got friends in low places, and so that's what the situation that she's – they're overlooking it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because she has a friend there, and so they're overlooking it on purpose, but don't give up.
Well, the other thing is because she's been there for so long.
Yeah, she's been there for so long, she's close to retirement.
Yeah.
But, yes.
However.
So it's still bullshit because,
however,
I'm sorry, she shouldn't be getting away with what
right.
she's doing.
And actually, this has been going on for almost
a
30 years.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she's
yes,
gotten
very
away
long time.
For a long time.
A long, long
But you're
time.
Not going to take it. And so you're staying true to you and your beliefs, and don't give up.
What you got,
okay.
Kay?
Don't give up, baby.
What you got, Jen?
I have got receptivity and experiencing going by a day-by-day issue with this woman.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
This woman, what goes around comes around, but the thing is that it's not going to come back the way that you think it is. So keep hanging in there.
Okay.
But
keep doing your job.
You need to start looking at going, how can I be less reactive to her, because she does not deserve my energy.
Yeah.
She does
correct.
Not deserve your energy at all.
Not
and
at
for
all.
Somebody to poke at a disability is really a shit bag. So
yeah.
there's like no other way to say that.
Whoa.
So I will just
yeah.
say that. That's not acceptable. Not acceptable. And that company needs to rein that in. But you are not the first one, honey. You are the first person who's brought change that has said, this is not acceptable and I'm taking a stand. So you stand firm in what you believe and you stand tall. And don't let them shrink you down. If you're too much for them, let them choke on you. You know what I'm saying? So
oh, I love it.
You just
yeah.
you just hang in there.
yeah.
Because I'm seeing that it's finally coming through where
yeah.
they're going to move forward. And they're going to say, you know what, enough is enough. This is not the only time we've heard this. We need to start looking for a resolution.
Okay, Carrie.
So keep that in.
oh,
what
wonderful.
You got, Carrie?
So I wanted to sit with this yeah. for a little bit because I know we want to go balls to the walls and we want some action taken. And
yes.
I do want you to use your voice. I do want you to, you know, don't just lay down like a puppy and get your belly rubbed. Okay. That's not what this is about. So the card I drew was Lucia Ball. And I really sat with that because I was like, Lucy was, you know, we're going to do this way.
Yeah.
We're going to communicate. We're going to have clear communication.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that when you're going up to the big guns that you aren't going in with your
emotions.
Yes. Your mm-hmm. guns drawn.
Right.
And you want to kind of, you know, give yourself that 10-minute think before you start speaking, because you do know. And when you think, you're more centered. So you want to be centered before you go in and talk. Because the way you're talking to us, you're telling us everything that happened. But what happens is when you go in with those emotions, they're like, okay, she's emotional. This may have happened. This may have happened. She's been here for 30 years. So not everything is getting looked at because it's more of the emotions that's being seen and not you being heard. Okay?
Perfect. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me throw in, excuse me, a couple of things before we go. I drew an angel, a wisdom card for you, and it says all that glitters. And what that tells me is that there is great success in what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with all three of the girls. Do not let that go to waste. The second thing I want to bring up is the fact that, okay, now we're in the age of Aquarius. We've got that Aquarian energy, and what's happening is all of the people that have actually done, let's say, really negative
mm-hmm.
things to other people are going to be exposed.
Karma time.
Absolutely. And it's literally, it's karma time.
Karma
and
time.
You, fortunately, are in the position to bring that to the proper people's attention. And what's going to happen is you're going to find out more information and you're going to find out more information, and it can't be swept under the carpet. So what I would suggest is get you a really big piece of amethyst.
Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
take that amethyst and place it on your desk.
Okay.
Because
okay.
that's going to boost your energy to go forward. It's going to give you what Carrie was talking about,
mm-hmm.
clear thinking.
Mm-hmm. Clear thinking is really important with this. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I went ahead and flipped one more card over, and it just happened to be John Lennon.
Okay.
And John
okay.
Lennon's
John
I don't even
Lennon.
Need to read the card to
yep.
you.
Yeah.
It's choose peace. Choose peace. When you choose peace, you send her a freezer. Put her name in the freezer.
Write her name and put it in the freezer.
Just don't put it. What I would also do in that is I would wrap it up in foil and do not put it next to food.
I put a piece of cardboard in the back of my freezer.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's
and then
brilliant.
I have my foil or my, sometimes I put them in plastic bags, whatever I have. And I write the name on there and then I put it in the back of the freezer. And then I put the cardboard on there that says love, peace, happiness, joy, uplifting, upbringing words. And it usually calms them down and freezes out the negative energy. It chills them out.
And
also, it helps give you peace.
And then just so you know, before you take a step into there, look yourself in the mirror, look in your eyes, and repeat your calming mantra. Which is, I am strong. I communicate well. I communicate calmly, and I deserve all the best things in the world.
That's right.
I love it. Absolutely fantastic. You are all my earth angels. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A question that people have always asked, you know, in the world, that if you were able to talk to someone who has been passed, who has deceased, who would you choose? And I've always said Lucille Ball.
I actually have had the chance of speaking with Lucy, because my husband has connections through his uncle, and that energy that she brings through is exactly what you think it would be.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one of the of all the years that I've done, it is one of the where I felt so honored that she came through and gave that little message to his daughter. It was amazing.
And the other thing about Lucy is she didn't take crap from nobody. I mean,
that's true.
However, when she made a statement to somebody, it's because she had facts.
It was loving from light and of truth.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
it wasn't of cruelty or mischievousness. It was this is what I've got. You need to know about it.
If you haven't, read the book that her daughter put together, and I wish I could remember that. I know it's Lucy, but it's her memoirs, her notes, all that her daughter had put together. And there's some things in there that, you know, people, she could have taken them out, and she chose to go the high road and be a better person.
That's what people
do. It's wonderful to know that I have a powerhouse like her behind me, too, as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Absolutely.
And once you find out you have somebody like that behind you, what we suggest is you talk to her all the time.
Yep. She can help you.
I will do that, because I feel like her energy is around me. So this is so exciting. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're so welcome.
So in the future, if you want to go back and go, now, what the hell did they say? I know they said something. I know Lucy. What happened, Lucy? You can always go back to Blog Talk. Go to Blog Talk On Demand and look us up from Make It So Network.
And you will
be able to find the show.
Listen to it again.
Absolutely.
and dance around the room like Lucy would, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No holds barred. Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Bye. We appreciate you.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, we are absolutely creating so much heat in this office. It is unbelievable.
I am like literally drip sweating.
Yes.
It's gotten so like.
Y'all couldn't see this. I had my shirt up in front of the fan earlier while they were focused. I was just like, let's relax.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go turn the air on.
You may have to. It's a little spicy in here.
I don't want y'all fainting on me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Say Age of Aquarius without me just casually busting into my own brain and dancing over here being like, Age of Aquarius.
Of course.
Because that's our maturity level right now.
Yeah, that's where we are. And it's Aquarius. All because of sugar.
And when she said Earth Angels, all I heard, Earth Angel.
Oh, my God. What is going on with the musicians?
Mm-hmm. We're definitely in the musicians.
We're going to turn that ghost box on in a little bit and find out what's going on.
Seriously, man. I may have to have another cupcake.
Oh,
Let's go to the next caller. And then while y'all talk, I'll go turn the air on.
Okay.
How's
Thank
deal?
You. Deal.
Caller 8683, you are on the air. How are you?
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm good, thank you. How about you all? You guys have great energy. I love it. Have
you
guys been friends
so
like your whole lives?
Yes. Not in this life, but let's say previous lives.
Yes.
We've hooked up before.
We've been friends all of us. Well, long time.
Yeah,
I've been with Marianne almost 15 years.
Longer than 15 years.
Has it been longer than 15
years? Yeah.
Longer than 15 years.
Oh, we've only known Jenny for...
No, Elizabeth for 20.
I've known you. Well, I don't know.
Was it 2015?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that, 2015.
Yeah.
It's almost 10 years.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we just act like we've known each other forever.
We have. Come on.
So I say I've been doing this for 20 years, but I've actually been doing this longer because I'm going to, I just aged myself a lot. Thank you.
Stop.
You're welcome.
You're
young as you feel, baby. Young as you feel.
Well, I feel 50 today.
You have all found your tribe.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
what's
you.
What's your question for us tonight?
Okay.
My question is about, I hope this is okay to ask. It's nothing bad.
Absolutely. Let it out.
About a gentleman that I know, and I just wanted to.
Oh God,
see. I don't know.
Excellent question. What do you want to know about this gentleman?
What
as
do
I
you want to know
my
about
card
him, baby?
So quickly.
I'm going to be very, very honest. The first card, the card that when I picked up the middle of the deck, it's Doris Day, and it says animals are a man's best friend. The first thought that came in my head, and I don't get me wrong, I love my husband, you know, I really do, but there's times where I'm just like, you know, dogs really are all there is and all we need. But then the energy kind of came down a little bit, and it was kind of a funny moment because I feel like that's kind of what you need right now is a little bit of funny moments.
Yeah.
And they're healthy. They're good for us, but So this gentleman is in your life right now. He's already here. You've met him. He is a part of your energy.
Well, I've known him for years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I do like him, but he takes his time, doesn't he?
Well, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
Someone I dated, someone I lived with, then a back and forth. For years, a little bit here and a little bit. We both did some stupid, nothing bad, but stupid, silly, you know, we were just
ego stuff, baby. Yes.
I think we both grew up, I hope. I tried to reach out to him, and I feel very strong, almost like I could be home, and I almost like feel when something's going on.
You feel
on
him. I was about to say you feel him.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ghost you?
What?
Did he ghost you?
Has he ghosted you? Do you know what that means?
I know what it means. I don't know if it got to the point where it got very hostile.
Yeah, because the reason I ask is because my card I just pulled says silence.
Yeah.
And with some issues that he's going on with, you keep reliving this situation with him out of guilt and because you haven't learned the lesson from the time with him before.
What do you mean out of guilt? I don't understand.
So you say, we both have done some stupid things. Some things have happened in the past. Yeah. As you do when you grow and that's part of it. But there's a little piece of you that feels remorseful deep, deep down for that because it feels like you were kind of punished for it, but you're way past that. And I just want to remind you that you're way, way past that. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
because when you're moving forward in a relationship, you want to say we're starting fresh. That has no bearing on what we used to do. But if he's still going to act the way that he continued to act before, then you need to reassess the situation. Since I'm on a song beat right now, his energy that comes off is very much Ryan Gosling in that I'm just Ken in the Barbie movie.
So
wait, what
I'm
is it?
Go back
oh, I'm
to
just
Ken.
Ken, I'm just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to earlier, and when I was, you know, we had the dog situation coming through, and, you know, the dog energy and how they're man's best friend, woman's best friend, whatever, because I drew the card Whitney Houston.
Ooh.
And her message is aim higher.
Always.
Uh-huh. And so as Jen was talking, I was like, honey, you deserve so much better and aim higher.
Yes.
There's someone that's not going to just yank you along. You know, you've done your healing. You're working on yourself. You're moving forward. Let him stay in the energy he's in. You know, and the last card I got was shine and be free. That's Prince.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there is better out there for you. You just got to decide that you want it, because Jen's mm-hmm. showing me the card that says new vision.
Uh-huh.
Yep, new vision.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't been together in quite a long time, so it's not
yes.
like I'm being mm-hmm. strong alone.
No.
But he is someone I will always worry and care about. I'm not going to lie. If he was,
and that's
if I go to have any, if I go to have any, he goes to hell, I'd reach down my hand and pull his butt up.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But I would like a reconnection with him. And I've reached out a couple times, you know, here and there. And I don't know what he has going on around him right now. I don't know if his wife, I feel like things aren't going the best.
Okay,
and
so
I could be wrong.
In that reconnection, decide what it is
like,
you really want.
We will reconnect. But will we reconnect, I guess?
I'm not getting
I'm
it
not getting a
point.
Yes.
No,
I'm
getting a
yes.
Sometimes
not in it.
When you're asking a question about things like that, the universe's answer is actually no.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was something there for him to reach out, he would have. When people have the opportunity or the time to do stuff, they'll do it. And the idea that he has not reached out, the idea that he's not making any kind of communication, I'm not feeling him around at all.
But I still feel that she has that tied to him emotionally because of she's so drawn to him because of all the shit they've been through. She still feels him. She feels him around her. She's still tied.
And a lot of
but
it can be karma.
But she hasn't been able, yes, to release that for herself.
Right. Well, then that's
this
go back,
is where
that
you
goes
have
back
to
what Jen talks
what
about.
Jen was saying about releasing it for yourself, letting go of him fully. Like you say, I'm always going to care about him. Well, now you've got to shift it and go, I care about you and I love you, but you can't hold space in my head anymore. Because it's holding you back. I mean, I actually see your heart with prison bars around it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well,
they're showing me prison bars.
This?
I'm
sure.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I go
no.
out and I look. I mean, I don't go out desperately looking for anyone. Don't get me wrong.
No,
I'm not like,
no,
oh, please. But I
no.
have been for so long. I go
yes.
out. I'm happy. I give off great energy. You
yes.
would never know. You would never know. Like, I don't sit in the corner and cry about them. So you'd never
oh, I'm
even
not
know.
Saying that.
But I mean, I can't even get a effing date. And I'm like, I'm pretty.
Because
I would love a date.
Okay. Now you have to heal this. That's the thing. You have to go inside you and say, I love me more than hanging on to the thought of him, the memories that we had together, all of that. Like, put it in a box, burn it, let it go, because you are still holding space for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why no man can come to you, because you have created a wall. I know that's hard to understand and believe, because you look pretty, you're cute, you're having fun, you love it when you go out, but nobody comes to you. Like they used to, because you are still holding space for him.
Well, you could do what we talked about to the last caller.
Yes.
She can write his name on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And put him in the freezer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but do it with love and letting yourself
right.
be free
it's
of
not
him.
In anger. It would
and
be
I'm,
simply
and I'm not saying
to
that
say,
you're crying about it. I'm not saying you're obsessing at all, sweetheart. Not at all.
Right. Right.
It's
no,
just,
I'm not.
It's an energetic thing.
Yes. And I don't want him back. Like, oh, he's my boyfriend.
No, you
want
his friendship.
I want. Exactly.
And you got to think about this. I'm going to give you some tough love because
yeah.
I feel
go ahead.
We are kindred spirit here, baby. If he wanted to, he would.
Mm.
And you
mm-hmm.
have to remember that
your heart and your value is so much higher than the connection that you had with him. If he wanted to, he would bring his butt around and make this
say,
a thing.
Let's be friends.
But he's
something.
Not. And by the way, green and red are totally your colors. I would definitely like wear them the next time you go out.
Yes, green and red.
I'm just seeing you in like green and red. And I'm like, oh my God, these make her eyes pop.
Yeah.
Like I just, colors. I love it. But if he wanted to, he would. And that's something that I had to sit with for a long time before I was ready to start moving forward. Mm-hmm. And you have to think about that going, well, shit. You know, if he wanted to, he would. And I'm going to put myself forward. And so with you putting yourself forward and moving forward and dating, anytime that you're looking and talking to somebody, you have to remember, if he wanted to, he would. So I'm going to love myself the way I need to so I can find that person that's meant for me, because this is a safe bet. If you go back to him, that's a safe bet. You know how to maneuver around that bet. It doesn't require risk. It doesn't require you to be vulnerable. And that vulnerability is hard to share when you're going into a new relationship, you know?
Right.
Well, you definitely
right.
want to put him on ice because you want, well, you're choosing to have a relationship. You're choosing it. You're not wanting it. You're choosing it.
You're choosing you. Yeah.
Right.
You choose you.
And you have to choose you first. Mm-hmm. So that means you have to go forward and do whatever that is. I mean, I understand that you're not, I understand there's a connection there. I'm saying I still believe that it's karma. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the answer is no. And sometimes if it's like, if that individual has so little, I'm going to say it, compassion for you and would just pretend like you're invisible, then what I say is bye-bye.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Oop. Oh.
I'm sorry.
You're
going
to have to watch that
on.
One.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you want to make sure that you're still going forward. But I understand what Marianne's saying. You know, if you're connected to somebody else, it makes it difficult to find a new person because your heart, whether you believe it or not, is still connected. That still goes back to karma. However, in this new deck of the Wisdom of the Oracle, I drew a card for you when it says the truth be told.
So I'm a person who, when I fall in love with someone or my heart gets, or I have a challenging time letting go, I don't use the word hard anymore because it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I have a tendency to, you know, why doesn't that person want to be near me? Why doesn't it? Because I'm a good person. So I start doing this spin and this self-talk. And so, you know, I have to remember that him ghosting or whatever you want to call that, it's not about you, hon. It's about him and where he's at. And you just have to remember how wonderful you are.
Okay.
And you are.
You are.
And you are.
I,
So if you were actually here in front of us and we were actually sitting here doing a reading for you, and your question was, is there anything that I need to know about that relationship? My first reaction is, I don't see one. What would your reaction be, Karen?
It would be, I don't see one.
What about you, Marianne?
Definitely don't see one.
What about you, Jenny?
No.
Yeah.
Hard pass. And I tell you that with all the love, and I'm sending you the biggest hug.
I
want you to know you deserve so much better. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sending you a giant Reiki hug. What state are you in?
I'm in New York.
I knew it.
Wrote it down.
How did you know it?
She wrote it down.
She wrote it down.
She actually wrote it down. This is New York.
This
is New York, college.
But yeah, I'm sending you a nice spacey Reiki hug from Texas. From Tejas over to New York, because you need it just to remind you that you're a bad mama jamma.
Awesome.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We
you're
really
so
appreciate
welcome.
You. And we recognize the beauty in you. And if another person doesn't, well,
they're not worth it.
Well, I'm just going to say this real quick. In fairness to him, and you probably will agree once I say this. I tried to kind of make all the girls he dated go away. Not kill them, go away, but kind of make them go away. So he has some right to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Careful with the karma.
Yeah, there was another part of that.
Yeah.
I know. Like I said, I think he and I have both killed a lot of people. I think so. So I can understand maybe why you wouldn't want to hang out with someone who is kind of. But I meant it in a good way because they weren't nice girls. I was doing them a favor. He even told me I did him a favor a couple times.
Well,
right, but
yeah,
just remember, the favor
that,
for you now.
Because once you start doing stuff like that, then what happens is you can't find a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a single singer. Be a sexy single singer and go out there and find your man.
So be careful.
Well, I am a singer, so.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
Well, you got
a great
voice.
I'm trying to get back into a band, actually. Thank you.
You should.
Do that.
Actually, on the 25th of this month is the eclipse, which is also a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would suggest, and I'm sure the rest of them will too, is write on a piece of paper things that do not suit you anymore.
Okay.
The
25th.
On the 25th, it is a lunar eclipse. Lunar means you're going to lose something. Well, not necessarily something drastic, but it is like lack or not having a relationship or anything along those lines. However, in April, on April the 8th, we're going to have the solar eclipse. On the solar eclipse, write down that you're ready to get back into a band.
Like Elizabeth said, and Carrie just handed me a card. It is, who's that actually?
It's Linda McCartney, and she says, calling your soulmate.
There you go.
Yeah, calling your soulmate. So that is falling in love with you first.
That's right.
And letting everybody else go.
Put your mask on first, hon. And then I have 462.
I like that.
Okay, number 462. Okay, we're going to leave you with this angel number. 462.
Okay.
Just as soon as I get to it.
The past is the past.
Ooh, that smells good,
the
Elizabeth.
Past is the
thought
past.
That was hand sanitizer.
462. Oh, okay. Here it is. 462. That is reality. It says, consider others' perspectives. It says, you are being asked to look around and have a fundamental check-in with reality. Look at how you are being treated, who has been acting distant, good Lord in heaven, and where you aren't being welcomed anymore. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Jeez. It says, make sure that how you view yourself is in line with how others view you. So in this particular instance, you want to just really seriously say,
I love me.
I love me. And
I choose me.
I love
and
me.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else?
That's a very good point.
Okay. Got it. RuPaul rules.
You got this, girl.
Yes,
oh,
that,
I wish
I did. Yep. I
that is
RuPaul
for sure. That is that is the favorite statement of RuPaul.
I love RuPaul.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay, hon, we're going to let you go.
Gosh,
I wish I
was there with you ladies. You're so fun. Thank you so much.
We'd have a really good time.
Thank you.
If you ever come to Texas, follow our page, Make It So Network on Facebook, and you might be able to catch one of us and see where we're at if you're in the DFW Dallas area.
Especially in McKinney.
Follow us anyway, because our pages are really fun.
That's right.
Yes. Our pages are really fun. You'll love it.
Yeah. You just don't know what
Excellent.
We're going to do. And actually, if you follow us, you'll know immediately when we're going to be doing a show.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I love that. And do you guys ever come to New York?
We're looking at 2025. So, I mean, seriously, that's no joke. So that's what we're, that's our goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you close to Long Island at all?
Well, no, I'm hours from there. I'm in upstate, near the Albany area.
Syracuse.
Oh, how far are you from Lilydale?
You know, I would love to go there. I know a couple readers there that I've talked to who are great people, and I would love to go to Lilydale.
Well, let's just say keep that in mind for 2025.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Definitely,
wink, wink,
I will.
Wink,
wink.
Wink, wink.
All right.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, wink. Got it.
All right. Well, have
thank
a great,
you, lady.
Great week, and thank,
thank
you so
you,
much.
You take care, sweetheart.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're just cultivating our own groupies now all over the world.
Yes.
Love it.
I like how Carrie just flipped her deck up. She can't see it, but I could see it. It said George Michael on the very bottom.
Oh, did it really?
And I love that.
Did it really?
It's going to have
face,
face, face.
That's it.
It's
yeah.
Face, face, just play, dance, and sing.
Yes. See, and that's
play,
what
dance,
we're doing.
I'm telling you, she has the voice to get in a band.
Yeah, she does.
She
yeah.
really does.
Hey, Elizabeth, what is this?
So...
what is this?
Why
is
do I keep wanting to say, like, in the words of Ozzy Osbourne, I just want to yell, all aboard!
Yes!
It is.
And then I
want to
start.
Crazy train!
What is
then
it? It smells real. I thought it was hand sanitizer, to be quite honestly. So before I handed something to Carrie, I sprayed my hands, and now I'm like, oh, this smells nice.
Smells
and then
nice.
I read it, and it said answered all questions, and I'm like, I hope there was some form of sanitizing in there.
Really interesting, because after she touched my card, yeah, when yep. the answers started coming up, and I got the number.
And there's
number.
Freddie Mercury. You just
well,
yeah.
I'm sure it was a concoction I created some time ago.
You're a legend.
So,
you're a legend.
I have
you're
no
legend.
Idea what I put in it, but it's the answer
pretty
to
awesome.
All questions.
It is amazing.
So awesome.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's good stuff.
Well, are we doing another one?
Absolutely.
Let's
do another one.
Let me see here. What do we got here? Where are we?
Who's our next
victim?
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know there was an eraser on there. How did you think we were doing that?
Okay.
I don't know.
Nobody knows what we're doing.
We're looking at a whiteboard for the viewers. Or not the viewers, listeners.
Listeners.
The third eye viewers.
Right,
if you're
third
tapping
eye
it.
Viewers. So the third eye viewers. Did y'all see
we
how
have
we erased
the whiteboard
okay.
with a marker and it's got an eraser on the end.
All right, caller 2780. You were live and on the air with Carrie, Marianne, Jenny, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey,
I apologize. I apologize big time. What I did was
that.
I reached up there and I thought I was actually hitting the microphone button to have you come in, and I hit the oops.
Cut you off.
I am so sorry. But here you are.
You made it back.
You made it back, and here we are.
What can we do
well,
for
I
you
just
tonight?
I want to say happy birthday too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Birthday,
yes, I've had way too much sugar.
Yeah, we all have.
Yeah.
Well, no such thing. Unless you have diabetes, then that is too much thing.
But there's no such thing when it's us.
Yeah, we just weighed that magic wine and those calories and all
they
that
disappear.
Stuff. Just disappear.
We didn't gain any weight.
Not sugar.
It's like, yes. we're not putting up with that.
We laughed too much. We didn't gain any weight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We don't put on weight. We don't put on no stinking weight.
We just get a little
to my chin.
Support cushion.
Oh my God.
You may or may not want to ask a question, Felina.
Do the same. Do we have a question?
What would your question be?
I guess as far as questions go, sorry, I'm still trying to process everything I just said, but I guess my question is
thank goodness for replay.
yeah, seriously. But are there any messages from any grandparents or Grandma Bev, or is there anybody want to whatever they want to share?
Well, I'm gonna shuffle the deck that I got for my birthday present from the wisdom of the Oracle.
The wise woman is shuffling the wisdom card.
The wise 70-year-old woman is actually.
You're not 70 yet. But after midnight, you are.
Yeah. 8:05 in the morning. Yep. That's my time.
You're a morning baby. Wow.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't like getting up early. It's like, that was so rude to be born early in the morning. It's like, ew.
Yep. I've got three people here.
Yeah, I do too.
I know Bev is one of them because I can smell Red Door.
Whitney just came. I just pulled the card of Whitney Houston. And that's, again, the Aim Higher sister.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my gosh.
Bob, Bob's like, I'm going to behave. I'll let someone else come through.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Well, that would make sense because the card that I've got is Loyal Heart.
Loyal Heart.
I've got awareness.
That would
Bob's
be Bob.
Like, I'm highly aware.
That's
highly
aware, Bob.
This Loyal Heart, that's a really interesting card because it's like you, not only do you have a loyal heart, but the people that are over on the other side are also loyal to you as well, especially Bob. So you said something about Aunt Bev, did you?
Grandma Bev, yep.
Grandma Bev.
Mm-hmm. Did she, I don't know if you know this or not, did she love the color pink?
I think she did. I think, did Grandma Bev like pink? Yeah. She's in the room. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason I asked this is because I got one of the most hysterical birthday cards ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this amazing animated card. And this chihuahua dances. The top part of it dances. And it's holding a pink purse and it has on a pink tutu and pink shoes. And
so
I'm looking
funny.
At this and I'm hearing, I love that. I love that. I love that. And I thought, well, she's either saying she loves the card or she loves the color. And she apparently loves the color.
Yep.
So that is like saying that she sends you like pink hearts, pink kisses, pink, everything pink. But that's coming from her as from a loyal heart.
You know, she might like that card too because she had a small dog and her birthday actually is Monday. So.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fellow Piscean. Okay.
That's why you guys connected so quickly.
That's why we connected. Well, this chihuahua has on pink sunglasses, has a little pink flower in her hair, has on a real fuzzy pink top. It's just pink everywhere.
God, I wish we had video.
Are your...
Just for a time like this.
Are both of your grandfathers are passed, yes?
Yes, all my grandparents are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got one coming through that says... And I literally wrote down, you're my best girl. I love you, sweetie.
Aw.
Aw.
And this one is bald.
Aw.
So did you have a bald papa?
Well, I did have a papa, and he may have been at the end. He may have been bald because he had cancer. But, I mean, that was also, he died when I was really young. So that could have been... And his name truly called him Papa, you know, and not everybody calls their grandparents that, but that was his name.
Well, yeah, I call my grandfather Pops. I mean, that's what we did, you know. Being the firstborn gives us an advantage because we named the grandparents.
Yes, we
you
did.
Know, we do. We named the grandparents.
Did.
And as soon, you know, whatever we come up with, that's it.
That's it for all generations behind us.
That's right.
Yep.
My oldest nephew named my grandmother. Named my mom. His grandmother. And we, you know, every once in a while, we'll still call her a nanny. Just, you know, it just makes sense.
That's funny.
That's what we do.
Now, because he said, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe the things I'm eating right now. He's
Ooh,
eating
food.
Whatever
he wants.
Food.
And
food.
It reminds me of that scene off Hook. Did you ever watch Hook with Robin Williams?
Yes.
Okay. When they're imagining the food, it's literally like seeing, I want to cry. It looks like that. And it makes me hungry. Damn it. Every time, Bev,
Everything.
And your family comes through, I get hungry. Maybe it's just a me problem. I don't know.
No,
but,
I'm with
but
you.
It's literally.
Is what I'm getting.
He's, yes.
Biscuits
and
gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
Sausage.
Oh, my
eggs,
God.
Bacon.
It is one of my favorite things. So that was like, I will sit here and I will have breakfast with you, especially since it's not going to stick to my hips because it, you know.
Yeah.
Now, was this cancer more like stomach or it spread to his stomach and intestines later?
It feels like it's
well,
his body.
Yeah, so whenever my papa's my mom's dad, he died when I was 10. He had esophageal cancer. It could have spread, but that's what he had. And then my dad's dad, he had prostate cancer, but that they got a kit to take care of, but he had radiation seeds. Unfortunately, radiation seeds are not good because they traveled up into the colon, and then later on he had undiagnosed colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if maybe we're that could have been Bob, and I call him Granddaddy. So they each have their own name. So I don't know if they were thinking about him, but.
Well, that makes sense though with the food, because if you have something like that, then being able to actually eat and swallow and have it—it's
the taste
stay down in the taste and the aroma,
and the esophagus and everything connected to the stomach and like how everything connects to the body. It doesn't surprise me that that would spread right there at all. If at possible, that wouldn't have happened. I think it's so funny you have a granddaddy.
Interesting is breakfast though.
Yeah, breakfast is
It's all
yummy,
breakfast.
Yummy.
It's
like our Cracker Barrel meal we go have.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
well, you know, sometimes they've been around us so much,
mm-hmm.
and Bob goes everywhere with us.
Uh-huh.
I know he's been at Shambhala with us. So
yep,
he's been,
he has.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't at Cracker Barrel, and, you know, so they're bringing through, I'm eating this, or things that they know that we identify with to get us to say, this is what I'm doing now, this is what I'm eating now, so... You know, they kind of have a 24/7 on us once they get to know us. They're part of our family. They're part of our team, you know.
That's true. Well, actually, Bob will probably be with us on the 17th. We're going to a location, and we're going to be blessing the space. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Bob has a tendency to go with us when we go places like that. So it doesn't really surprise me that you're picking up on that Cracker Barrel thing, mm-hmm. because now they make sense.
He just wants to hang out for the breakfast.
He loves it.
Breakfast
loves
is a big thing on both sides of your family. Like Sunday morning breakfast feels like it was a big thing. I think that's what Jen was picking up on. And
Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting a lot of cream. So was there, because I'm getting like whipped cream taste. I don't know if it's like chocolate cream pie.
Oh,
lemon pie. There's a tart in there.
Oh,
and the yummy
a kind. Meringue pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, then we got meringue.
I want to. My lips just kind of puckered up a little.
That's making my mouth pucker.
So I think a good way just to remember that papa of yours. There is a pie company that is close to, I don't know, you're in Texas, right?
No,
you're not in Texas?
North Carolina.
Girl, let me find you a pie company. There's a pie company close to you.
My God.
And Jen, I don't actually think this is actually her eating the pie. I think it's when you feel that pucker in the back of your mouth and your mouth is watery and almost feels sour. That is him letting you know he's there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually eating the pie. I think it's just, this is my sign for you, girl. When you feel that little in the back of your mouth, that's me letting you know. Hey, it's all about the pie, baby.
Exactly. It's all about the pie. And how often do you eat lemon meringue pie? I mean.
Especially this sour. This doesn't have much sugar in it.
Yeah.
Not very often.
She
not
doesn't
often.
At all. Like ever?
Yeah. Not well, I love lemon meringue, but not a long time. I was going to say too, my papa's wife, my grandma. So it's papa and grandma and then grandmother Grenade. That was their names as far as the grandparents on each side, right? But she used to make lemon meringue pies a lot. So that would actually make sense too. But at lemon meringue pies, if I could eat that right now, I definitely would, cuz that sounds great. And I wanted to
make
dinner. So that's funny.
Would he eat his with less sugar? Because this is like really sour. I like sour stuff. So.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure, because out of all my grandparents, the one that's coming through, he only lived till I was 10. Everyone else lived until I was an adult. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you wouldn't know that one.
Well, this is interesting. Carrie came up with a number 6.
006.
And it's from the angel book, Angel Numbers. And what it says is only love lasts eternally.
True.
And it's like
bingo, bingo, bingo.
So what Bob would be saying or what grandfather would be saying is you're paying too much attention to the superficial. It says oftentimes you can forget the depth of what you were doing in life by focusing on the material world's distractions. Mm. So what it's saying is your angel guides you to focus on intangibles you have in your life, such as love, friendship, character, qualities of self, and to give them a moment of appreciation. So it's like he's going, okay, sometimes it's bitter and sometimes it's sweet, but you can combine both of them together, and it can be life's challenges can be like a lemon meringue pie.
Also, if you would like a recipe for lemon meringue pie, if Elizabeth has your email, I'll share it with you. I'm a pie lady. I love baking. Baking is my thing. I think he's after my own heart here because he knew.
Yeah.
He knew, like, that's Jennifer's favorite pie. That's Jenny's favorite pie. Like, he knew.
Yeah. Amen. Like, that's why he tapped on it, of course.
So if you want a recipe, girl, I got you.
I kind of like that his doesn't have as much sugar as a regular, because I'm liking that sour part of it, because a lot of people would think, oh, he's giving you the sour and he's making you the feel of sour. And I'm like, no, no, no. This is joy.
Joy.
This is pure bliss.
Joy.
The sour, the pucker,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Make your eyes kind of squint up.
Yeah, my eyes are watering a little bit.
Yummy.
Yeah.
And you let it get real cold. And then you eat it. And it's just so good.
And I'm not a meringue girl.
You make all these terrible faces. And you're going, it's so good.
I'm making a pie next time.
Woo. Okay, 71. I want lemon meringue pie. 70,
you know what? 71.
We're not waiting until 71. We're not waiting that long.
Can you look up 71?
Okay, I'll look up 71.
71.
Yeah, we're going to check one more number for you. Just
one more number
one more.
For Selena, only because
but
I cut
lemon
you
meringue
off
pie, baby.
So
I
badly.
Got one that is right, not too sweet.
Okay.
Because I like it a little tart. It's
71. Mm-hmm. It talks about spiritual goals. It says, feel the sacred energy within you. Your life is full of goals that reflect the material world, but this number is a message to set spiritual goals as well. Today, your angels ask you to create a list of what you choose to expound more on in your connection to the divine.
And I pulled consciousness as you read that.
Okay.
And then Carrie pulled.
What you got, Carrie?
Kurt Cobain, live your life.
Live your
live
life.
Your life.
You're not going to believe what I just pulled in my card from the wisdom of the oracle for my birthday.
Wisdom. Yes.
It is imagine.
Imagine.
Oh, look at what card is.
That is a beautiful card.
Imagine.
Hey, guys, we need to have
that's
videos.
She needs to see all this stuff. It's so amazing.
I mean, Sarah, and it's the number 20 as well. So I think... What do y'all think? I think she's being given like a super big present, like it's a lemon meringue pie. Sometimes your life is going to be sweet. Sometimes your life is going to be sour. But if you put them together, you're going to wind up with a lemon meringue pie.
Yummy. You just pucker right through it, baby.
And
keep
go.
So technically, he gave you the lemons and said, let's make a pie.
Let's make some lemon
that's
meringue.
That's right. And it wasn't lemonade.
Lemon
it was
meringue
a lemon
pie.
Meringue pie.
That's even better.
I'm hungry. Jesus.
Everything's
Christ.
Better with pie.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And ice cream. And chocolate.
Hey, I brought cupcakes because that's what I was
saying. Can you pass me a vanilla cupcake?
We're past the vanilla cupcakes now.
We're going to have
well, I certainly hope that helped you. Thank you so much for calling back. Again, I apologize for hanging up on you. It was not intentional. It was my birthday error, so I made a birthday error. I apologize.
It's all good. You didn't have to go the extra. Trust me, it's okay. So no worries. Seriously, just have a good birthday.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you. And happy birthday to for Monday. That is your
Beverly, correct?
Grandma's fifth birthday.
Okay.
For her.
Fellow Piscean.
That's awesome.
It is.
So funny because she's trying to come through. She's like, you just can't get a word in edgewise around these men.
I know. Nope, you can't. And when she does finally show up, it's like, I'm owning this.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
and
get
she
out
did.
Of the way.
She owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hon, we're going to let you go. And again, thank you so very much for calling us back. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you all too. And seriously, thank you and have a great night and happy birthday. And go get some lemon meringue pie and talk about it on the next show.
Yes, we will do that. We will do that. Absolutely. Okay, you take care.
Bye, Tina.
All right, thank you too.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Seriously. I bet you are. Now, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm just like, oh my God.
We're going to have to look and see if there's a pie place coming back from when we're coming back from on Sunday.
I know where it's at.
Where?
She already knows. It's right off 380.
Well, I guess that's where we're going to be going.
I will take you there.
I was going to say, okay. Wow. We are.
Trust me. I know where these pies are. I'll find you.
Well, there's
pies.
A really good place in the Kenny that has a pie.
They're okay.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Shh. I know people.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt feelings because they are good pies.
People who know people.
Are we on the radio?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Get back up to the mic.
Yeah. Pie Emporium. They had Emporium pies. I'm not downtown McKinney. So for work, our boss likes the doctor I work for. He loves pie. Okay, they had a pumpkin pie, and I'm not a big pumpkin pie fan.
Oh, I love me some pumpkin pie.
But this had a gingerbread crust.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin pie. It was more like a cheesecake texture.
Oh, you're talking love to me.
It was amazing.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to go get a pie in the holiday season at Emporium Pies, they have a lovely selection.
You are evil.
You're the devil.
I know, especially since she's told us about it. We have to wait how many months?
Like, oh my God!
Like, Jordan Hulkster over here.
Lord in heaven.
Okay. All the sweets.
All right, guys, we're gonna have to wrap it up because we've only got like a couple of seconds left. So again, thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you all for celebrating our birthday.
We're
taking a vacation
our
day.
Birthday.
Your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Pow, pow, pow.
Couldn't help it. Couldn't help it.
Oh, she did it so good.
All right. So I guess it's time for us to
mosey on out of here.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a really good, safe week, and we will be talking to you next month.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all. Have a great night.
In accordance with the laws in several countries, we must point out that all psychic readings given here on Make It So Network are subject to interpretation and should not be taken as absolute. All readings given by Make It So Network psychics are for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantee can be given as to the accuracy of a reading. Readings on Make It So Network do not replace professional medical, legal, business opinions and advice. Make It So Network and its owners, members, affiliates, partners, family members and associates assume no legal liability for any damages, losses, or other consequences of any client decisions, subsequent to, or based on readings provided here. By accepting a reading on Make It So Network, you are confirming that you are 18 years old or over. Thank you again for joining us and have a great week.
Hello, this is Foxy Jackson of iSpeakFoxy.com. Are you in an abusive relationship and need help safely finding your path to freedom? Call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word SAFE to 88788. You may also chat with someone online 24/7 at www.thehotline.org. Be safe.
This is psychic medium Carrie Glazer, and you're listening to Make It So Network.